WITFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. That we're all capable of stumbling and falling. You do know that the Lord knew that from the very beginning, that we were subject to stumble and fall. But God had a masterful plan, which is called salvation, that the enemy did not even comprehend. And once Jesus went to the cross, he was fulfilling the will of the Father to cover each and every one of our transgressions and each and every one of our sins. So when the enemy come to you and say that you have done this and that, say, but I know one who paid the price for my sins. And that messes him up, because there's something, Daryl, about the name of Jesus that makes the enemy back up and go away. Even Jesus used the word to cause him to run. And that tells each and every one of us that when the enemy comes, you got to have a word. My brothers and sisters, we see how the angel says, I bring you good tidings and great joy, which shall be to all people. First thing we see is that the angel message was confronting. The angels, we were told not, we are told that the shepherds were told not to be afraid. Do not be afraid. The message was that a Savior, Christ the Lord, was born. My brothers and sisters, this was good news of great joy. Christ the Lord was born. For we now see the fulfillment of what Isaiah said, the prophet Isaiah, who was a major prophet. He said in that 9th chapter, in that 6th verse, Isaiah prophesied, of course, many things concerning what the children of Israel would experience, but he said something so profound that went to an entire world for you and I even today. Isaiah prophesied many things concerning Israel, but he prophesied something that impacts us for generations after generation after generation, and we still preach it today. The greatest prophecy was the coming of the King of kings and Lord of lords, who is the Messiah. For God had given Isaiah a glimpse of this event when he said, for unto us a child is born. For Isaiah did not say, for unto us a child will be born. He said, a child is born. And what that suggests is that he is here. Now we must remember that Isaiah prophesied 700 years before the birth of Christ. How in the world did he know? One could ask that question. He's here, but how could Isaiah know? Is anything too hard for God? No. God can reveal things to us in future events. For God's times and his ways are not like our time and our ways. Neither is his thoughts like ours. So God can reveal to a shepherd. God can reveal to a prophet. God can reveal things to a preacher. Things that will occur in the future. You know, he did preach. He did share things to John, who talked in Revelation about, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem. How could John know it? Because God is above time. Time was established for you and I. We only understand the here and now. We only understand what tomorrow may bring, but God said, I can go farther beyond that. I can go into eternity because time was made for you, not for me. He created time. And we see that God gives some time, gifted some men with spiritual things, and we say things that baffle people and they don't understand what we talk about. But when God speaks to our heart and give us a word for the future, and we have been compelled to preach the truth, then those who are here will know what God is saying. For the future, even in men's eyes, we see how God will move us into a plateau to understand things that others may not understand. We stop and see how God can even alter time, as Hezekiah with 15 more years. God has a way of changing things. For Isaiah said, for unto us a child is born. He was speaking basically to the nation of Israel, but God was sending Jesus, which means Savior, to a chosen people, which was the Jews, but a people who had been praying and waiting for the Messiah. And yet, when the Messiah arrived, they did not recognize him because they were looking for a king. So God can send you a prophet. He can send you something that you've been praying and asking for, and then when you get it, you'll be looking for something else. You're looking for that flash and that dash. You're looking for that fine car, an old diamond ring. You're looking for someone that tickle your fancy. But God says, I'm going to send you something that will teach the truth. But the truth hurt, but the truth will heal. But Pastor, my story is a messy story. So all of our stories are messy. You can go through the Bible and find messy stories on all except Jesus. And so when we think about our life, we have to think about the one who is the author of life. Jesus said, I come to give you life, not to take it. I come to give you salvation, not to judge you. But when we stop and think about what God has done and is doing in our life, that job you have, did it just happen to happen? No. God was in it. Your health and your strength, the transformation and the change, it just didn't happen. God was in it. And even in our sickness, when we think about, oh, Lord, and we call upon him, God says, but I've got something planned. See, the enemy can only use one element to frighten us, and you know what that is? It's death. He uses that because death is an unknown, because we don't understand what death is. We see death, but we don't understand death. But when you enter into a unique relationship with the Lord, death has already been conquered. You know how I know it? Because Jesus conquered death when he went to the grave and got up, baffled the foundation of death. And so we who are Christian, which implies we are Christ-like, can conquer death too, because the Lord has already given us something that we hold on to. Our faith changes things. For the believers, we will one day be with him for an eternity. That's a long time. Those of us who have accepted the Lord as our personal Savior will spend an eternity with the Lord. But what about those who does not? They will spend an eternity separated from him. My brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about being separated from God for an eternity? Separated from the light of the world in complete dark. When you were a child, you were afraid of the... Oh, yeah, now you're talking. And because you were afraid of the dark, you didn't see the light. But when mama turned on the light, all of a sudden your fear went away. So Jesus is the light of the world who shone light in darkness. But can you imagine being in darkness forever where there will be no light? But for those who love the Lord will never be in darkness, but will be in the light of the one who is light. That's who we serve, and that's who we worship, and that's who we praise. Jesus entered into this world a simple man, just like you and I. He was born just like you and I. Born through a virgin named Mary. Unusual, though, because she was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. It was Mary's seed and not any man's seed. Women, I was told, don't have seed. But how in the world could she? Is there anything too hard for God? The same God who barred and spoke all things into existence is the same God who can perform supernatural miracles even this very day. What kind of God is it that we serve? He's a God Almighty. He's the one who said, I am that I am. And because he is the great I am, he is the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. You are not an accident. You are here by divine providence. God saw something in you that was worth making. And he sees something in you today. So don't you dare let the enemy rob you of your joy. My brothers and sisters, then Isaiah said, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Jesus is called Wonderful or Exceptional because he healed the sick. He gave sight to the blind. He raised the dead. That's exceptional. And then he is called Counselor, for within him was profound truth. You know, I think about that. Everything he did and everything that he said was truth. He was profound truth. Every word that he spoke was reality. Why? Because Jesus speaks things. So he spoke things into existence. Let there be. And it came into being. Let there be fish of the sea and fowls of the air and creeping things. He speaks reality. Salvation was a gift from God. It was all a mystery to man, but God had a masterful plan because God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit had already established what would occur. Did not Jesus say, Father, if it is possible,